The Bible tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And it's always good for us as God's people to give a word of testimony, even when we do that personally to people that we meet during the week. And we always enjoy a word of testimony in our church services. The Bible tells us of the Apostle Paul, on at least three occasions, he gave his testimony. He used it as a means of witnessing and of spreading the gospel. And we're going to have a word of testimony in the service this morning. Our sister, Mrs. Alison Ferris. Alison has been attending the church here for well over 20 years. She's a Sunday school teacher, involved in the children's work, and she also leads the Holiday Bible Club work that we do in the summertime. That Holiday Bible Club, a vital part of the church's outreach as we bring the boys and girls in from the community. But we're going to ask Alison if she would come and just give a word of testimony to us, please.
I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 23. Psalm 23 and verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. I'm so thankful that I have a testimony to give. I wasn't born into a Christian home. Neither of my parents were born again. But I did have a godly granny and a great aunt, and often I spent my holidays at their farm, and I can remember each morning my granny and my auntie Phil reading the Bible and praying together. I know I used to always love to cuddle up with auntie Phil at this time, but I didn't really understand what it was all about. I don't remember knowing that I needed to be saved in order to get to heaven. Well, auntie Phil died while we were at a guide camp very suddenly. And I can remember at the wake hearing how faithful she was and how she would be in heaven. And I remember asking my Auntie Marina how she knew that Auntie Phil would be in heaven. And she told me of how years ago she had accepted the Lord Jesus as her Saviour. So a few years later, my mum decided to come to this church. It was here that her uncle had a close connection. And it was here that for the first time we heard the gospel. Indeed, we heard it day, week in and week out from the pulpit. From the age of 12, I came here and I heard the precious word of God, that Jesus had died on the cross to take away my sin, that I needed to repent and turn to him if I was ever to have a place in heaven. And I remember when we came to the church here, getting involved in the youth fellowship, and Freddie West used to come and pick us up in the blue bus every Friday night faithfully and bring us to the church here and teach us from God's word. And he used to take us around the country to every meeting there was going. Freddie took us in the blue bus and took us for chips afterwards, which was more important. Well, it wasn't really, but it was important. But at each of those meetings, I kept hearing this same message, and God started to speak to me and really convict me of my sin. And one night we were in Tullyvallen at a youth meeting, and I heard the late Pastor Ivan Thompson speaking on the Lamb's Book of Life and how your name had to be in the Lamb's Book of Life if you were ever to get to heaven. And that night I asked the Lord to forgive my sin by saying a very simple prayer, and I knew with assurance that God had heard my cry to him. The Bible has many promises, and one of these is found in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, where it says, "Whosoever," and that night the whosoever was me, "whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Not might be saved, but shall be saved. So I knew that God had heard my cry. Around the same time, my mum waited behind one Sunday night after church, and the Reverend S.B. Cook led her to the Lord as well. I thank God for the support and the fellowship of the young people during the teenage years, because even though I wasn't everything that God would have wanted me to be, I thank him that he kept me and I continued to grow in grace. My faith in God has been a rock to me in times of trouble. And never more did we need that rock than on Thursday, the 28th of April, 1994. At the age of 16, on that night, my dad, who had served in the UDR but had been medically discharged some time before, was gunned down in cold blood by evil men who waited outside our house. He was just 40 years of age. I can remember the scene vividly, hearing the shots as I lay in my bed, and how I made my way across the living room floor on my hands and knees with no light on to call 999 and tell the operator to send the police and the ambulance quickly because bad men had shot my daddy. You know, growing up in Northern Ireland in the 80s and early 90s, we'd become used to hearing reports of murders on the news, but now it had come to our door. My dad was one of the last to be killed by the IRA before the IRA ceasefire, and nobody has ever been convicted of his murder, but God knows the hearts of each one, and his judgment will be more severe than any court in this land. When I look back, I can see God's protecting hand upon us, even at that very difficult time. My two younger sisters were only 8 and 9 at the time, and they slept through everything that happened that night. So we had clearer heads for the next morning to try and break this devastating news. But God was indeed our refuge and strength. At the funeral service, with God's strength and help, I read the words that we've just read together from Psalm 23 to a packed church and to a huge crowd gathered outside. And these words have been so precious to me. They talk about God as our shepherd, a shepherd who cares for his sheep and leads them in the way of goodness. And I thank God that he led me, for just a few weeks after my dad died, God gave me the strength to go into school and sit my GCSEs. And then I went on to do my A-levels. During this whole time, I was again supported by God's people in this church. When I had only tears for prayers, I thank God that his people were praying for me. I went on from school to study speech and language therapy at the University of Ulster at Jordanstown, where again I knew God's goodness and faithfulness. On the very first day in halls, I met Lorraine Kirkland, who's now Lorraine Logan, a girl from the Dungannon Church. And we had been on lots of the youth holidays together, and she was a huge encouragement to me, as was Malcolm Spence, who was a real example of what godly living ought to be. God gave me so many good Christian friends at university, and even though I was tempted to wander away from God, he kept me by his almighty power. Of course, one of the most important achievements at university wasn't achieving my degree, but meeting Kyle, who was to be my future husband. And I remember telling him one night, no pressure, but I remember telling him one night, you know, I would only go out with him if we thought we could get married. But God did bring this about, and he has blessed us abundantly. We were married here in February 2002, which was obviously a day of celebration, but with sadness, because I didn't have daddy here to walk me up the aisle. But again, God gives strength in weakness, and I knew a peace in my heart that day that only God can give. And my cousin David, he as we were walking up the aisle, the music that we had chosen was the words of "Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here." And I can say that God's presence was definitely there that day and has been with us ever since. We've been blessed with three beautiful children. Lucy is now 8, Jack is 6, and Faith 2. I know my dad would have loved them, and they would have loved him. There's a huge void in our lives that God gives us the strength each day. And Lucy's middle name is Erica, in memory of my dad. And I know my dad would be very proud of our achievements as a family and in our work. But I want to live a life now that is pleasing to my Heavenly Father. God has given me a heart for the children's work in the church, and I've had the privilege of being a Sunday school teacher and of the opportunity each week of opening God's word with the little ones and explaining God's way of salvation, teaching them about the Bible. And my prayer and the prayer of each Sunday school teacher here in this church is that these little ones would come to know Jesus as their Saviour early in life. I've also been involved in the work of the Holiday Bible Club here in the church, and it's always a great week in the summertime. I love to share God's word with the boys and girls to help them understand that God loves them and died for them through the singing of the choruses and the memory verses and the stories. I also want to thank God for the ladies of this church and for their wisdom and their help in practical and spiritual matters. And the ladies' fellowship is always a real blessing. You know, Kay's always delighted when the women's meeting comes round. It's not only to get me out of the house, but no matter what mood I leave the house in, he knows that I'm going to come home happy and refreshed, both by what we've learned and by the fellowship of the other ladies. God has really spoken to me in the last few years through the ministry of the Reverend McMillan of how important it is to study God's word and to pray. And I love having time whenever we come to the prayer meetings to lay hold on God and be blessed by the prayers of God's faithful people. And I thank God for prayers that he has answered. And I can say with the words of the song, what a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. You know, I try in my daily life to live for God. I feel him on so many occasions and on so many levels, but I know that God has never and will never fail me. I strive to share God's word, and this morning I want to ask you, are you one of God's people? Do you know the joy of God's so great salvation? Are you saved? Are you born again by the precious blood that Jesus shed for you? Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you aren't, then you need to turn from your sin and repent. Or maybe you've wandered away from God and you've lost the joy of your salvation. Then this morning you need to return to your first love and live in his will. God is my friend. God is my refuge. God is my rock. But most of all, God is my Saviour. And I have the greatest life, and for I know that God has a plan for me. And I live each day with the assurance and promise from the book of Psalm 40, verse 5, where it says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. My peace is in God. Our peace is not within our circumstances, but our peace is in God. And a card we received the time that Daddy died had these words which spoke to me then and are still a comfort today, and I'd like to leave them with you. They're the words of a little poem. My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. I may not choose the colours, he knows what they should be. For he can view the pattern upon the upper side, while I can see it only on this, the underside. Sometimes he weaves in sorrow, which seems so strange to me, but I will trust his judgment and work on faithfully. 'Tis he who fills the shuttle, and he who knows what's best. So I will weave in earnest and leave him to do the rest. Not till the loom is silent and the shutters cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why the dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. I don't know what the future holds, but I have a God who holds my future in his hands. Christ died for me, so I will live for him. Amen.